All right, should we start?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, welcome back to... Is it a serious series or the serious series? Or just serious series? It's been a while.
The?
Serious.
Do we say... I feel like we say a serious series.
I think you're right.
Okay.
A serious series.
Welcome back to a serious series of utmost importance. The series. The podcast. I'm Neil, one of the hosts.
I'm Tom, also a host.
And also we Anybody have else? Two other people here.
Come on. I was like, good, Chris, you're more of a character than I am.
Sorry, I wasn't sure. I guess, hi, I'm Chris. I'm sometimes a host.
And I'm Franklin. I'm infrequently a host, but you probably recognize me from the Emmy Award-winning Game of Thrones episode, lest we forget.
Ah, yes, yes. Probably like 4 years ago.
Was that before the finale aired?
Yeah, it was before the finale.
Were you one of the White Walkers?
No, I was one of Khal Drogo's men, of course. That was Khal Drogo.
You mean Aquaman? or do you mean Dante from Fast X?
Ooh, that was a great role for him. Maybe that'll be my hot take at the end.
All right, guys, what are we talking about today?
Pokemon.
Arguably one of the greatest video game series of all time.
So we've done episodes on Pokemon before, but not for a while, and nothing really since it kicked into high gear for the Switch. So the goddamn. So we saw Fast X last week, and they gave out Fast and Furious trading cards.
Which Chris is now holding up to the camera.
At the AMC.
Oh, you guys can trade each other.
I left mine at Chris's house.
They're kind of like, look how thick they are. Like, they're actually, like...
Oh. Yeah, they're pretty good. How did you guys get Vin Diesel?
I think I got Vin Diesel. Or John Cena.
You got Statham. Tyrese.
Yeah, I should check my cards. I didn't get good ones. I got all the women. Nothing against that, but...
Whoa.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
That is
awesome. It was nice knowing everybody.
All right, well, that's it. What? Franklin are sometimes, though.
Letty's my favorite character, guys.
Letty's not even Michelle Rodriguez's favorite character. Tom, have you seen Fast X?
I have not. I've only seen The Fast and the Furious.
The first one?
Yeah.
The hell's wrong with you?
Seriously.
I've seen all of them except for the fourth one and the third one. What's the third one called?
Tokyo Drift.
What else is from Japan?
Oh. I was also thinking, did you guys got the trading cards? Did anybody get Ancient Mew? Oh,
that would have been better.
About 20 years ago, maybe even more than that.
Yes. I still have mine, actually. That was in Pokemon
Seriously?
2000, right?
No, with Pokemon... Like, is that the same thing?
The first movie with
Mewtwo?
It was the second movie, the one where...
It was the second one, yeah, Lugia.
Yeah, with Lugia and the birds.
I thought it was the one before that, but maybe you're right.
It was like a Mewtwo one for the first one, and then a Lugia one, and then the Mew. My dad threw mine away.
Oh, no.
It's definitely the second one, because the guy in that movie, like the villain, is a collector, and he has an Ancient Mew card.
Good memory.
Damn.
But yeah, what were you saying, Neil, before Chris cut you off so rudely?
I don't remember. Pokemon. The games on the Switch. Everything today is on deck except for the first Pokemon Switch release, which is Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, because those are just more red and blue and yellow remakes, essentially. Although they were okay.
And also, we're not going to talk about Brilliant Diamond or Shining Pearl, because those are remakes.
These are all the ones that have, like, some, like, free roam or, like, open world aspect, right?
Yes.
Some way.
That was a big selling point. They added some stuff, but they had to take some stuff away as a result. which I think all these years later, Chris is still mad about.
Like what?
Chris, how do you feel about Pokemon Sword and Shield?
Man, he's speechless.
Hey, Chris. He's contemplating. He's building up the rage.
Franklin, how do you feel about Pokemon Sword and Shield?
I think I shared Chris's initial concern, because this was the first one where they didn't include everyone for whatever reason. They just sort of like randomly picked maybe like 400. And it wasn't
even Sword and Shield?
Yeah. It wasn't even like the most popular 400, which could have like led to an argument, but like, you know, they left out like a lot of the starters people like, make people get the DLC to get a few more, but there was still no point where you could actually bring everybody.
Yeah, why did they do that?
I don't know.
I
think they said it was so they could. I think one, it was inevitable because there are over 1,000 Pokemon, and they wanted to balance the game, so they could only, like, if you include all of the Pokemon in every game, then I think you have to worry about, you know, how many overall fire types there are or something like that.
Oh, that's true.
Versus how many new ones you're just introducing in that generation. I think it was resource heavy to code all of the new models in for Switch, although that's controversial also because the models kind of look like crap. And then they said they were devoting resources to making the wild area in Sword and Shield, which is the series first open world type thing. Which, how did you guys, well, so how did you guys feel about the games in general, and then how did you feel about the wild areas?
So I know for me, I feel like everything is about like that game's like new battle mechanic. And so I don't know. I liked Dynamax as a concept because I thought that like it was a way to temporarily change the flow of the match without like, you know, bringing in a mega evolution that might just like sweep a whole team.
Did Dynamaxing only last for a few turns? I can't remember. Or
yeah,
was it like
only three turns?
Oh, I see. Okay.
But overall, I thought that was good. And then I didn't love the starters, to be honest.
For which one? Sword and Shield?
For Sword and Shield, yeah.
What? So I'm looking at the starters right now because it's been a minute and I forgot. There was Grookey, the grass type, Scorbunny, the fire type, and Sobble, the depression type.
Oh, yes.
Sobble's final form was interesting. Italian, supposed to be a spy. It's like their humanoid version.
Scorbunny's was Cinderace, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And the grass type was Rillaboom.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tangent.
I think that's what you guys all chose, right? Okay.
I chose Rillaboom. Yeah, I liked him.
Same.
Why do all the starters have jobs now?
Oh, interesting.
That was my thought. Like, it just felt so random to have like a spy, a soccer player, and a.
But that's because this is the first generation that did that. Because I think Sun and Shield, or sorry, Sun and Moon might have done that. Or at least I remember that there was a luchador cat.
Oh, Incineroar.
Yes, yes. He's my go-to Smash player.
Wasn't the other one like an owl? Was it the dark owl?
Yeah.
Rowlet,
the
owl,
and then and the mermaid and seal.
And something Primarina. Like, she was a
circus
clown.
Circus performer, yeah.
So that was the
scary water.
And then I just continued that.
Yeah, I guess with that one, it didn't feel so in your face, but I guess you're right.
It just felt very obvious when there was a soccer player, basically. Like, why would a Pokemon naturally evolve to play soccer? And also to look like a soccer player with, like, long socks and stuff.
Good point.
It's called evolution, Neil.
Wait, but Scarlet and Violet, one of them is like a Brazilian dancer. One of them is like a Dia de los Muertos, like crocodile.
Yeah, and the other one was
the masked What was that? It was like a mat, like a
Mascarada. I feel like they were saying it was supposed to be based on like Spanish culture. So the crocodile was a singer and the water one was a dancer.
And this one was like a magician or something.
Yeah, like...
Oh yeah, magician. I don't know. Let me ask you this. Yeah. I'm looking at Bulbapedia right now. And starters are 88% chance to be male.
Hmm.
Do you think that's sexist?
I bet Franklin's happy about that.
Yeah, it's true. That seems a little low, Franklin.
Fast biases. Is that only in this game, or is it saying in all the games?
I feel like it's always been like that since Gold and Silver.
I don't think I've ever actually checked the gender of my starter.
Yeah. I think it defaults to the gender that you, the player, are.
Oh, really?
That's what I thought.
It just says gender ratio.
So there's gender ratio when you're hatching. Maybe that's what that means.
I don't know.
Because I think that I might be wrong on this. I don't know. But I thought the starter is always the same gender as the player character.
Okay.
That makes sense, but then I wonder if they like mess with the hatching ratio, so you can't just like farm your starter too much.
Oh, that would make sense.
But I guess they're playing off a male dominated society, I guess.
How do you guys feel about the wild area?
So it was actually the first time, correct me if I'm wrong, that like, yeah, if you like ran into the wrong thing, it'd be like 20 levels higher than you.
Yeah.
So you were actually like running for your life a little bit, which I actually liked. I thought it was the first time I was actually like nervous in a game in a long time.
That's true.
I mean, did you guys ever get like wiped out by one of those? Because you couldn't run away.
I think like right away there were, yeah, because it was surprising at first. And I'll jump ahead. I think I liked the wild area in Sword and Shield because it was new. I thought Arceus was the best. And
yeah.
Scarlet was kind of like disappointing, to be honest.
Scarlet, on the whole, was just worse than Arceus.
Agreed.
Very true. Which is interesting because you would think they'd be putting all their effort in like the main game, but it feels like no.
I think they were different teams within Game Freak.
Oh.
But wasn't that not the main team?
Yeah, it was a spinoff team.
We should promote those guys.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, Sword and Shield, they started to, like, dip their toes into it, right? It was, like, mostly still a regular game, and then they were like, also, you can go and check out this wild area.
I think, right?
There were still gyms.
There were gyms.
There's a linear storyline.
No.
Which is weird because it felt like Arceus had more gameplay, though.
Yes. It had a lot more missions and side quests. I think that's what I really liked about Arceus. It definitely like had trials that replaced the traditional gyms, but you also just had a lot more content with different side quests that you had to do.
It had so Sword and Shield had a traditional like main Pokemon story with gyms, and just the wild areas were also there. Arceus was like a completely different structure. There were a couple of legendary like, Pokemon that you had to take care of, sort of, and then there was a plot. And then Scarlet Violet had three different storylines. One of which was like Arceus, where there were Titans to take care of. One of which was the gym, and then one of which was a new thing that I hope they never try again with the weird evil team bases.
Yeah. What was the point of that? It was like a gym, except they all had the same stupid car that would come in at the end. Like
they just like had different typings, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate that they tried something different.
But it wasn't actually different.
It wasn't like, good.
Guys, did you guys feel like this Scarlet Violet was just, it was just lazily made? Like, I feel like I don't know if anyone's played, like, Fallout 4, but, like, I feel like this was, like, their Fallout 4. where they just threw a bunch of like pish posh together, lit like the, I don't know, and then like the walled area was like more, it became more of the central focus of the game rather than like a side part.
But the funny thing is, I feel like they pitched it as Arceus is kind of like the test, and then like the real thing's gonna be Scarlet Violet, and Arceus was way better. Like it was totally new. They tried something different, and then it just felt like Scarlet Violet. It was kind of like in between Arceus and a regular game, and they should have just picked one instead of trying to go in the middle.
Well, I think the model going forward is going to be more like that open world Arceus type of thing. And I think Scarlet and Violet, to their credit, at least did an open world, and I think they did okay with that. It was just the quests maybe were not super implemented, and then the graphics were really shitty.
If you guys could change one thing to make Scarlet and Violet better, what would it be?
I'll let you guys go first. I feel like mine's like a different topic. I think I know my answer.
I'd argue for more of like a linear storyline, more.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, to like Sword and Sword, just any Pokemon game. Because, I mean, I guess one thing with the way they made it is you had your choice of which gyms to tackle and in what order.
But you obviously, didn't really.
I mean, there was like a difficulty meter to it. But like overall, I just like was like, all right, like I'm just in this area, but I don't like feel tied to it because of some like narrative. I was just kind of like, all right, I'm walking around.
Well, like you can go to the highest level gym first, but why would you do that? Because you're gonna get your ass kicked. There's no point to it. Yes, you can technically walk all the way there from the beginning, and I guess that's good. But they should have. Oh, okay. You know what? I'm actually gonna change what I wish they would change. I don't care if it's linear. I wish they added level scaling. Like they're gonna make it free roam.
Yeah.
Then like if you want to go to the ghost type gym first, make it like level 10 or 12 Pokemon that you're fighting. Because they do that in the anime.
Yeah, that's why I got bored of the game. It was like, I don't know. It was like too easy, and I'm like, what? They should, scale it up with you so it's more interesting. And then you can just go wherever you want. And it's like still challenging, and you kind of, I mean, yeah, to your point, Neil, it's like, it's not really open world because, like, you kind of know where you should be at any given time.
Frank, yeah, I actually intentionally tried to go. Oh, what'd you say?
What's yours?
Oh, well, I'll answer this first and I'll go back to that. But I, like, intentionally tried to go out of order and I did all the Titans first. Then I was like so easy to just march through the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And I could do it faster because I had like the fully tricked out like machine.
Maridon or whatever. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, that's so true. It's one of those things where eventually I feel like you used to like, in the original games, you would get to a new city, you'd see the gym, you'd be excited because there was a new challenge. And instead, it was literally just like, I would like march through a city, beat the gym, not even like talk to anybody, and just like keep going.
Yeah.
But I definitely like the idea of level scaling. And I think it doesn't have to be completely linear for me, but I think, like I said, I think the gyms and the Titans would have been enough. They don't have to try and have like five different game modes that they're going to make you play.
It's been a minute since I played Arceus, but was that linear? Or could you tackle them in any order?
I think the main story was linear. You had
to unlock certain things.
You had to unlock each region.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, that's right.
And that's also why I think it played. Yeah, I think that's why it played better. Because like instead of trying to load up an entire map,
good point.
It was able to like fully load one section and then let you like go. But I think they
like. That was enough. Like, those sections were big.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's the thing that's really too bad, because, like, I feel like they were trying too hard to be, like, Breath of the Wild and, like, open world, go battle Ganondorf right away, but it just, like, doesn't really work for those games. Like,
even it kind of stepwise went up in the size of the open world areas. Like, Sword and Shield had the wild areas, which were tiny. Arceus had these bigger regions, and then
Scarlet Violet, the whole world is an open world, which didn't really work technically. But Franklin, what's your one thing that you wish they could change, or they would have changed in the Scarlet Violet?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure everyone has thought this before, but I don't know. I feel like with me, like, the best part of the game is always, like, facing the champion at the end. And I thought freaking what's her name? Not even like your rival, but, like, even like the main champion, like, was just like really underwhelming and like confusing. I didn't understand like her team or what they were trying to do.
Are you talking about the rival or the?
Yeah, which one?
The champion, like the Glamora or not Glamora, but I don't know. I just feel like I remember the days of like, you know, gold and silver, where like Lance would kick your butt because he had three dragons.
Yeah, no, you're right.
There was I think they're trying to make it more balanced, like the team. But it wasn't a good
thing. Yeah, I don't know. It's that wasn't even the hardest battle of the game for me. The hardest battle of the game for me was the guy with the dog.
Oh,
the
guy with
the dog. Oh, that was hard.
Wait, who's the guy with the dog?
You know, you have to do all the Maridon challenges, and it gives the sandwich to the dog.
It gives the sandwich to
Yeah.
There was a lot of, like, bosses at the end of each of these, like, stories. I don't know. I felt the headmaster guy. Like, when you go headmaster to the school the first time.
Yeah.
He whooped my butt, and then the Eevee guy was just kind of like a cinch at that point, because you kind of knew.
Yeah. I will say the hardest battle of any Pokemon game that I've ever had is the final battle of Arceus.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah,
where you're facing Giratina like four times in a row.
This isn't even my final form.
The cool thing about Arceus too,
like, oh, thank God.
Well, it was the only one where you have it's like actually like other video games where you need like hand-eye coordination. You can't just take your time. It's not like a regular RPG.
Do you think that they were able to innovate more in Arceus because there was less pressure on them as a sort of spin-off game, and also it wasn't a new generation? It was just a revamp of the Gen 4, which had already seen remakes be released a couple months beforehand, which are technically Switch definitely games possible for this generation, but we didn't really, we're not really including them because they're remakes.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're, like, the goals for that game are really just, like, establish a new, like, game mode, implement, like, a boss battle type structure, and implement, like, a regional open world. And that was it. And, like, no one was going to be mad as long as they did those things. But yeah, when it came to the new game, I think that, yeah, like you said, one of the hardest things, I think, is building Pokemon that are interesting. But then also, like, yeah, like, finding that new game mechanic. Because we haven't even gotten into that yet, but, like, I didn't even think the typing thing was that cool either. So I feel like once you have to start, like, developing eight different new things and hoping that some more will hit than miss, you just end up, like, kind of half-assing the whole thing.
I can't remember. What were the game mechanics in... Oh, you're talking about the game mechanics in Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah, in Scarlet and Violet. Yeah, the type, whatever. What did they call
Terra-typing?
It? Terra-typing.
There's... Yeah. I mean, also just in terms of, like, the TM machine thing, there's just a lot of things I didn't, like, implemented that were just, like, really annoying. Like, you had a limited amount of TMs, then you had to go find the Pokemon, like, item to craft that TM. It made a game that, it was a system that was perfectly fine as it was. I think it just made it like a little bit too more complicated and burdensome. Just had to grind a lot more.
How do you feel about Gigantamaxing and, oh, well, actually two questions. Dynamaxing and Gigantamaxing, how did you feel that there was a difference? And then that versus Terra typing.
I love Tom shaking his head.
Yeah, Tom.
Someone else go first.
Was Gigantamaxing from... God, I can't remember.
So any Pokemon could Dynamax, but only certain members of that species could Gigantamax into a special form. Like, you could always Dynamax your Final Starter Evolution, but when you Gigantamax your Rillaboom, suddenly it had a full-ass drum set that it was playing.
I just didn't remember it took it made breeding Pokemon very annoying and complicated. Because not all of them
didn't understand. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, because I think like if you had a Charizard but it didn't have like the G-Max form, you eventually had a mushroom to give it that form, but it was like if you just got any like random one from the beginning of the game, like that one couldn't turn into the G-Max like form of that evolution, which was annoying. To your question, I don't know. I mean, I think Terra typing definitely adds a lot more complexity to the battle system and the meta. It just kind of like makes things like a little more like creative and like a way you can kind of like design your team, because like you can literally just give it any typing you ever want. But I don't know, because you also don't get to change the forms, which I kind of liked about the G-Max thing, like that giant.
Yeah, everyone's just wearing a stupid hat now.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I definitely saw a meme at some point that was like, you know, I thought what people were picturing was like, yeah, like it would like maybe change colors or like, you know, gain a flame somewhere, and instead all you got was like a stupid hat.
Tom?
I think two things. One, I like Gigantamax. I like Mega Evolution because I like the new form. And I know it's, you know, only for certain type Pokemon, but the new forms are cool. If you don't have that, it's kind of dumb. Secondly, I hate all of those. I hate Mega Evolution. I hate Dynamax. I hate all that
you
shit.
Hate the
I don't like it. I don't like it. It's dumb.
Oh, come on.
Like, I think that's my opinion. But I'll also say this. My approach is very different, like strategies for battling. Like, I really don't care about any of that. I like the story more, and I would never fight against Franklin or Jake in a battle because I know I'm gonna lose. Some guy with like all poison type team will kick my ass with toxic, and I'm like, I don't have the patience for that. Some stupid spikes.
All day,
get out of here. I just go for flamethrower and hyper beam, baby.
Hey, you gotta recharge that refractory period.
That's okay.
It is interesting though, because I'm wondering if like, I guess Megas was Gen 6. That must have been X and Y.
It was when we were seniors in college.
Those are good ones.
Mm-hmm. I was in med school when that came. No, you're right. Yeah, you were in college.
I didn't go to class. I just played for fun.
Guess that explains.
Tom, you said you liked the stories. So, which of these games had the best story?
I don't even remember. Actually, I kind of do remember Sword and Shield. It was definitely Arceus. I think Arceus was the best story.
Yeah.
I think it was actually the only good story, in my opinion.
Well, Chris, you said you just finished a replay of Sword and Shield, or Sword, I guess. But what is the story
It wasn't that memorable. I think it's just like there's like everything's like some stupid legend about how those two dogs were gonna have to fight that giant calamity of Internatus that pops up out of nowhere, and then you have that's as good as it gets.
Go ahead, Neil.
There was someone worried about power running out, but in like 10,000 years, so he decided to destroy the world now.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't like there was an energy crisis now. It was that it might eventually happen.
I'd be like worrying about the heat death of the sun right now.
What do you think was the best story? I mean, I'm sorry, because we're talking about the... What was the best story ever like in any Pokemon game? Ignoring Arceus.
So I guess the answer I've read is 5. I haven't played them because I wasn't your roommates when
that black and white?
Black and white came out. That's what I've read.
Those are
which
good.
One is that?
That's the I think that's the only one with a like Kyurem. Time and space or no wait, that's Dialga and Palkia.
Which is the one with the giant guy? What? You know what I'm talking about?
Regigigas?
I never
No, like a human who's like a giant.
Oh no, that's X and Y. The guy with the flabby.
Oh, with the little flower.
Yeah.
That was cool because they admitted to a war, but yeah.
Yeah.
For the baby.
Black and white were good. I don't really remember anything about it except that it was a good one.
It was the only one that had a sequel, like a direct sequel.
Yeah.
I DNA always kind of liked the, even though, so the problem with, yeah, with 1 and 2, there wasn't like a big overarching story, but I did always like the Team Rocket progression where like,
yeah.
You know, you got Self-co. To like beat them and then they tried to bring him back and you got to fight Giovanni's son. I always thought that was like a cool mechanic.
You know what's interesting? Franklin, you're the only person I've ever heard referring to the Pokemon games as 1 and 2 and then 5 and stuff.
Yeah, me too.
What a nerd. How do you remember that?
I feel like I forget what they were otherwise. Like, what is an X and a Y?
I thought that'd be a lot easier. I don't know.
Yeah. I liked, my favorite is Gold and Silver, I think.
Ooh.
Because, yeah, you still have, I guess that's still Team Rocket, right? But they're back.
And they're better.
Some time. They're back and better, and you fight alongside Lance. That part's awesome.
Oh, that's right. Dope.
Great point.
And that was back when the rivals were assholes.
Gary.
And even better, Gold and Silver, you got to name the rival. Which was always good.
Very, very good.
And they didn't block out bad words back then.
they didn't
have the technology.
What did you name your rival, Tom?
I think I named him Assface or something.
Yeah, I was definitely like Buttface or something.
Thundercunt wants to battle.
But now all the rivals are like, I'm your friend, but we're
competitive. I hate that.
Like, come on, I want like a guy like I hate.
Well, one of the sub storylines of this game was bullying. So they probably don't want to teach kids to
come on.
Openly.
Come on. That's how you teach them to.
You want to beat the bully.
Yeah.
Everybody's cyber bullies these days, anyway.
I don't think any like rival was as annoying as the guy from Sun and Moon. Wasn't he the overeager guy that just kept running off in different places? And you're like,
oh, but the Hawaiian guy.
So is the rival in Scarlet.
Oh, and Sword and Shield.
He's super overeager.
True.
Oh, you're right.
I don't even remember this.
There's too many like people in Scarlet Violet.
Yeah.
She's just like, I love battling. And then she like battles you and she's like, man, I still love battling. Bye.
Yeah.
And then
no,
what's her personality?
Is she that school girl?
Yeah. Why don't you have a seat over here, Chris?
Oh, they're like 20, 1, 3, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Bad, though? Like, yeah, it's weird having the champion also be your rival when she's already the champion.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Also, she's like fucking 11.
Yeah. No. I. That
How
whole
is she
thing
the champion of all of Spain?
I would have shaved the stash.
Oh my god. Yeah. I mean, I actually like the. I would say I liked Leon a lot better than. Even if his ace was just another freaking Charizard, like, to me, Leon was better than both. Oh, don't make me get my cards out, Chris. Was better than both all the bad people in Scarlet and Violet. Anyone I had to battle in Scarlet and Violet, I thought Leon was, like, more interesting then.
I have a soft spot for Leon because of the anime. I watched,
Journeys. Nice.
I watched a little bit of Journeys. And I didn't keep up with it or finish it, but I saw the last episode or the episode where Ash wins, like the finale of Ash. That made me like Leon a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'll say this: I just realized to myself, I looked down on. I feel pretentious about you guys watching the anime, but I'm totally fine with playing the video games. Why? I have no idea.
Oh, all right.
It doesn't make
well,
sense.
Well, then.
Like, you nerds. Come on.
So, but in this last little bit
there's
of the
levels.
Anime, in this last little bit of the anime, Ash finally, like, won. He like, won all of the... He became a Pokemon Master, basically. And then the last couple, like the last 8 episodes or something, all of the old companions just join him again. And it's like winding down your childhood. Like Brock and Misty are there again and stuff.
I remember, yeah, Tracy. It kind of takes you a blast from a blast.
All right, no one fucking asked for Tracy.
Chris. Yeah, I know.
Hey, I related to Tracy.
See the Warren Childs guy?
Yeah. So I was like, nobody wants him. It is interesting, though, because, yeah, like, when did you guys stop watching the show? Because I don't even remember, like,
honestly,
it was so long ago.
Yeah. I think I stopped like before they got to after the Orange Islands is when I stopped. Well, I don't know. We're still watching the movies, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's different.
But that's different.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
Tom can't look down on us for that because he saw them too in theaters.
So I think Channel Islands. Honestly, there is that one battle between Pikachu and Dragonite that was sick, and then I don't
remember. Oh, he grabbed onto his antennas.
Yeah, and he's like,
I think I stopped watching whenever I stopped waking up on Saturdays to
watch cartoons.
I have no idea what that was.
Damn. I think it must have been high school. Then you had like sports games.
Yeah, you had other stuff to do. So.
Not if you're watching anime, you don't.
It is true, though. Did they? I haven't finished Journeys yet. I do mean to watch it. But I guess at that point, were they bringing in the Scarlet and Violet ones, or was it still
Scarlet and Violet is a new anime with a new protagonist that's not Ash.
Whoa.
It's gonna be weird.
Is it freaking Go?
No, they got rid of Go. Go was a failed experiment.
I was like, what are they gonna do with this guy? Catch Mewtwo?
I wanted to get back to the game. So we talked about the starters for Sword and Shield, and I think, did we talk about the starters for Arceus and Scarlet Violet or no?
I don't think we talked about Arceus, because it was definitely like, it was a combination of all the previous generations.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. All right, the starters in Arceus were Cyndaquil, Rowlet, and Oshawott. Mm-hmm. How'd you guys feel about those?
I loved how they changed the third evolution, and then they changed the typing.
Yeah.
I think most of us went with... Well, I went with Cyndaquil just because Typhlosion. Is it Dark Fire? I went with Cyndaquil.
Ghost and Fire, I think.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Did we all go with Cyndaquil?
Yeah.
Yep.
We're all cultured gentlemen.
I also will never go non-fire, even if it's a furry, but you know.
They had new types for all the evolutions though, right? Like Decidueye for this was also something new. But I can't remember what it was.
It was like fighting, I think, and grass.
Yeah, I think they made the Decidueye grass fighting, and took away.
Oh, I just pulled it up. Yeah, you guys are right. It's grass fighting.
Have they ever done like grass fire as a starter? Because they always make it like
fighting. Oh, not as a starter. Not as a starter, they have a Pokemon like that. It's that bell pepper Pokemon.
In but they always Violet, yeah.
They always make it like dark or ghost or psychic or fighting. Be interesting if they like mix it up a little bit or like electric or something.
Give me a dragon starter. Water dark.
Dragon.
Dragon, steel, and psychic.
That would be. I guess there's Empoleon. He was steel.
I was going to say, I was like, I feel like I always liked when they like balance up the typings. So, like, yeah, right. Technically everyone was strong against everyone in Gen 4, because Infernape was fighting on the steel. Even though the water of Empoleon was strong on Infernape. Torterra was ground, so, like, he was strong on Infernape, but Infernape had a lot of fire.
That's a good transition to the Scarlet Violet ones, because everyone was happy that the fire starter wasn't bipedal. On its final evolution this time, because all of them for the last like 10 years had been
interesting since Torterra.
Since
all of them actually,
fire,
even Charizard, even though he technically was a dragon thing,
like Charizard, Typhlosion, Blaziken, Fortune, Diamond, Pearl, so that
Infernape,
was
Infernape, right. Whatever the pig fighter was.
Embor. He sucks.
Hey.
Yeah. Wasn't it like a fire normal or something really stupid?
No, I don't think so.
Fire special guy.
There's Embor. Yeah, Infernape.
Wait, I completely forgot about Embor. I think I had mixed him and Incineroar up in my head.
I have a shiny Embor and I'm not happy about it.
Throw it away. You are right, though, Tom. I do think, like, they've repeated some of these starter combos before, and it'd be really nice to get something novel.
Yeah, like...
They have 15 types. Fire Bug.
Use it. Like, the Fire Bug guy.
Fuck they it, might. Man. Listen, they're gonna do everything by the time this series runs itself into the ground, which I don't think it'll ever do, but they'll do all the combos.
I was going to say, I don't know. The last time they screwed us all over with the monotyping, which was terrible.
Did the Gigantamax have different types or no?
Yeah, they gave... Oh, no. Gigantamax with the same typing.
Okay.
The Terra Raids, they gave them different typing.
Mm-hmm.
What is what are the other starters for Scarlet Violet? I know we talked about the Ghost Crocodile.
There's that.
Oh, that's the explosion typing. That's Ghost Fire also, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that was also that's why I wasn't happy with it. It felt like a rehash, but
water fighting the water like fighting. Dancer duck,
mm-hmm.
and then dark
Meowscarta grass and dark. Yeah, that Pokemon
no different.
That Pokemon's move is so unfair.
Yes. Actually, the special moves for the starters in this game were sick.
What did everyone choose?
I agree.
I don't remember.
Firecrock.
I don't remember because Neil just gave me everything.
Did you do same thing in Sword and Shield, Tom? It's cheating.
I held out for a long time, and then I was like, ah, fuck it.
Technically, you chose the grass starter.
I chose the grass. And then Neil gave me the other starters plus... what else did he give me? He gave me the dragon guy.
I think Arctibax is the name.
Yeah.
Yes. And...
Pawniard.
I'm blanking. Yeah, Pawniard. Why is this game so easy?
King Gambit is one of the best Pokemon they've introduced.
It is. It is. The Pokemon's really cool. The way you get him is awesome. I love that evolutionary.
I was going to say, I do think all the three-stage Pokemon, that's what I'll give them credit for in Scarlet and Violet, were all very good. In terms of, like, what was the other one they added a third evolution for that I can't think of right now? Yes.
Yeah.
Annihilate. Cool.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem with Scarlet Violet. They added some cool Pokemon. There were way too many ghost types.
Yeah. Great. A lot of steel, too, I feel like.
A lot of steel. Tinkaton.
I can't use all the new ones that I want on my team because it's like a very
restricted
same typed team.
I agree.
Yeah, I didn't really get how... Because I feel like they were really pushing the, like... Whatever the, like, sword Pokemon is. One was like a fire ghost, one was a fire psychic.
I didn't like
and that. I was like, it's the same typing.
Cerulege.
Yeah, I was like, why would I have that when it's the same typing as my starter? Like, it's kind of stupid.
Bomberman.
Bomberman, literally.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys, would you ever use, a sword is kind of cool, but like, would you ever really use like a sandcastle or like a piece of trash or like an ice cream cone? Like, why do they even make those guys?
But aren't all those ghost Pokemon, most of them? I think that's how they explain
or
it.
Fairy,
is like they just
or fairy.
All these ghosts basically just inhabit inanimate objects, so that's why we have like Chandelure.
Yeah.
There's that weird like anchor Pokemon that's a grass ghost.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But wow, no, I'm not carrying a piece of trash.
Yeah, what? How do they even make those?
They just ran out of ideas during Gen 5.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the stupidest Pokemon? Go on.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Damn.
The stupidest like, Pokemon ever or the stupidest Pokemon of the new gen?
Honestly, ever, I guess. Because Garbodor is stupid, but it has a G-Max form. And it has a playground and a G-Max form, which is awesome. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, Jinx is the stupidest Pokemon.
No.
No?
Yeah, I don't know. They for a game like that where the typings were so limited, and to make like a psychic ice at that point was like unheard of, and they just made it fucking weird looking and terrible.
Not very good. Yeah. Double slash.
And they gave it terrible moves. All it could do was like
put
you to sleep with a weird kiss move.
That's actually true.
Mime and Jinx were some interesting Pokemon. Oh, wait. What was Mr. Mime's evolution? It has the that guy has a stash like
Rhyme.
Me.
Mr. Rhyme.
Mr. Rhyme. He has that very sketchy stash.
That's a, that's introduced in Arceus, right?
No, that was a
Sword and Shield. Yeah.
Oh.
Because you guys had totally Sword because everybody got Sword but me, so you guys got Sirfetch'd and all.
I got Shield.
Oh, Sirfetch'd was great.
Yeah, it was.
What'd you get, Tom?
I got Shield. I think.
Oh, you did? So you also had a mustache?
I always go counter.
Do.
I
thought Violet was counter.
No.
I picked wrong.
I just wait until what everyone else picks.
Just going off of the additional evolutions, Kleavor was good.
Yes.
The grass and the electric type Electrode I also liked.
Oh, yeah.
That
was Arceus, right?
Yeah. Kleavor was
Didn't Arcanine have a new form too?
Yeah,
it was Arcanine.
Oh, yeah.
It was it weird. Weevil or Sneevil? I think Basculin also had a Baskeligor. It was pretty cool.
Arcanine's wasn't
that
cool.
Oh, that's right. The new ones, it was all the things you could ride and the bosses. But some of them are regionals and some of them were new Pokemon, and I think that was hard to like distinguish.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently that was a regional Growlithe, but it looked completely different from...
It was rock type. I remember that.
Right.
How do you guys feel about the legendaries in these games?
Who were the... Oh, it was the Maraidon and then Chen Pao, all the Chinese named ones?
I never actually got to that point in
these
games.
That was just weird.
I'm like, why are they all Chinese? Isn't this supposed to... I don't know.
Yeah, aren't they in Spain? Why did they, like...
That doesn't make sense.
What about what were the legendaries in Arceus? It was Arceus, but anything else?
It was the Palkia again.
The elf guys. Mespira.
Oh, Azel.
They suck.
Great.
They do suck.
Uxie.
Okay, so there were no like really new legendaries in that game.
Just new.
No. Once again, making like you said, it's interesting when you say that they had an easier job because, like, yeah, totally. They like, like didn't even have to make new legendaries. Like, they made 10 new Pokemon. And, I don't know. I was pretty pumped, but
no, I liked it a lot. I mean, it's my favorite of these games, but they just, objectively, they didn't have to design like 300 new Pokemon, which is nice.
True.
No, it's true. I what I will say is that. This to me, but and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, was the first game where it actually felt like there was a difference between Scarlet and Violet, just because, like, once I realized that one was in the future and one was in the past, like,
true.
With a whole different set of Pokemon and a whole different champion,
the Paradox
that was
Pokemon,
actually a cool mechanic, yeah, like, you know,
I don't know what the Scarlet ones are like, though.
I will never know because you don't have a.
We should get a friend who has Scarlet.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
finished the game. Oh, he's frozen.
He's been frozen. He's been frozen for a while. It just looks
frozen
like he's really angry with all our points.
I'm here.
How about the Sword and Shield legendaries, Eternatus and Swordman and Shield Boy.
Also, the DLC ones, too. So, like, I mean, do you count that?
Kung
Fu.
I forgot about
And them. Then you had the new Regis. The Regi Aleki, Regi Drago, Calyrex, or whatever that name, and then the horses.
I don't know. I've never given a shit about the Regis.
I think originally, no. I thought Regi Aleki is now the fastest Pokemon in the game,
he is.
Right? Like, I thought
he is,
those were, like, an interesting, like, Man, Regis Drago I never actually saw or used because I never actually played the game again. Only Chris did that.
Hey, how? Okay. Okay. So, you know what I did? I realized I did all that, and now I haven't played again because I don't have a Kung Fu anymore because I evolved the Kung Fu into the other Urshifu type. There's, like, dark and water, right?
Yeah, I can give you a Kung Fu.
All right.
I can give you literally anything. The reason that I wasn't stressed that I didn't beat Scarlet Violet in time to get, like, the raid Pokemon that are limited edition, like the Virizion,
and
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Walk and Wake.
Anytime you want one of these, you can just go on Twitch and someone has a live stream with a hacked Switch that is trading these Pokemon away. That's how I got all of the starters. That's how I got the Arctabax and stuff in Sword and Shield. That's how I got the other Reggie form that I didn't pick and the other Urshifu form that I didn't pick and stuff. That's actually how I completed my living decks in home during the pandemic. It was my pandemic project.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's one of those things, like, I thought I was close to being done, and then I looked and I realized I was, like, had a long way to get up. It is weird, though. Like, do you think they'll ever, like, look through and, like, take them away?
Not if they don't listen to this podcast.
What do you mean, take them away?
Like, they like, can realize go through home and delete
and
them.
Then, like,
so, yeah, this is it. The home, like, system's very rudimentary. The only way it knows it actually doesn't know, because like I still have actually some hacked Pokemon. Like, I've already Quaz that has moves that it can never actually learn, and it was able to actually make it into home. I remember people were worried that home would be able to filter out Pokemon with like unrealistic like IVs and stuff, or like a shiny like Rayquaza that just was never made. But I don't think it's gonna. As I'm saying this, watch all my Pokemon be gone tomorrow.
I know.
Oh, no.
Tom, how do you feel about the legendaries in these games?
How do they make a hacked Pokemon? Do you know?
Great question. Well,
how do they make it?
When a hacked mom and a hacked dad love each other very much. I don't know. I think
actually, what do they do? Plug a Game Shark in?
I think it's the modern equivalent of that, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it makes a good point. Like, are they just, like, online, like, 3D printing these things into existence?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I think basically.
I think that could happen, though. Meaning, I think that someday they could, like, delete those automatically or something. Who knows?
I'm sure they will eventually. Because I think
they could delete all of us.
Ooh. They just... Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, that will be
just left. Never connect to the internet again.
Be the wild area.
Put it on Neil's 30 terabyte hard drive.
Too soon.
R.I.P.
We all know there's a copy that Neil buried outside T Street, so... For a rainy day.
Oh, no. It's been rained on so many times over the years.
Damn.
Is that bike still there?
No, it got stolen.
Did you guys... this might be too specific, but do you guys realize like that the whole gimmick with that Palafin Pokemon? Did you guys like care or not care?
I thought
it was interesting. Yeah, so if you, like, sub him out and sub him back in, he becomes, like, a super... Like, he's, like, a superhero Pokemon. And his, stats across the board are, like, really stacked. What do you... Okay,
if
I guess,
don't
like,
do
yeah.
that, he just looks like the same Pokemon.
No, he sucks.
With a heart
That's
on
what was
him.
So confusing.
Yeah, Finizen or whatever. I guess my question is, what did you guys think of all, like, the new Pokemon that were introduced? Like Goldango, I thought it's really cool. Vaxcalibur or whatever is like okay. And then I don't even know if we could consider Annihilate new, but like, what was your thoughts on that?
I think they're all fine. I think all the new ones that they introduce in every gen are fine. Mm-hmm. I think that there are some good ones this gen. I think there are some good ones every gen. I think there are some bad ones this gen, bad ones every gen. Like,
were there no fossil Pokemon this time?
No, there might not have been. They'll probably add some in the expansions.
It's funny, you know, I had the same thought. I was like, I wonder if the whole, like, because one of them also, like, because it involves time travel, one of them was literally traveling through the past. I also was like, yeah. Oh, they feel like that's repetitive to, like, do that.
How did you feel about the story? Like, the ending of the main storyline in Scarlet Violet? So I thought that was actually kind of interesting.
Yeah. I agree 100%. Tom, I hadn't looked anything up, and I wasn't, like, I was not expecting, and I, like, you know me, my normal playthrough is, so I make myself use only new ones, and I can't look anything up. And so, like, things kept popping out, and I was like, I know what this is. And I'd use a move, and it wouldn't work, and I'd be like,
You don't look anything up?
I tried to make it a challenge, but I was getting rocked, and eventually I had to start cheating. Yeah. I was like, none of these types are intuitive.
I'm impressed. That's how I always start. I think I'm going to do that, and then I start looking it up, and then Neil always gives me all the good guys. That's how my progression goes.
The main story on this, like, the after all the three storylines converge in Scarlet Violet, there's unexpected darkness in it, which I thought was interesting for a Pokemon game.
I feel like they're exploring that more and more, because even like Arceus felt kind of like. It wasn't like a fun, happy game. Like, you were like scared running for your life half the time.
yeah. Like, everyone nice. You know is essentially dead to you in Arceus because you are trapped back in the past. You'll never see them
that
again.
That is true. I never really thought about that.
I probably mentioned this on past Pokemon episodes we've done, but hopefully now they've done the open world kind of game. Now it should be where you're able to choose if you want to be good, bad, or neutral.
Ooh.
That would be cool. Like, you can join
a morality meter?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Ooh. Like, just put like a... Come on, just like...
It'd be amazing, though.
A rated M Pokemon game. Let's go.
Listen, they couldn't even do level scaling. Do you think they're implementing...
I was going to say...
...complicated as morality in some of these games?
Also, maybe the alternative. Maybe the Arceus team will make it. The B squad, who's actually way better.
How do you guys feel about them doing expansions now instead of third versions?
I vented to you initially, but you made a good point. Like, I think they got so caught up with trying to produce a new game every year that the quality went down. I like the idea of giving them more time and. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we got Arceus, but I don't know if that was necessarily, like, you know, coming immediately after Sword and Shield. And then, I don't know, I feel like Scarlet and Violet did fall flat. But I do appreciate the expansions, in a sense. I mean, it just gives it more content. Also makes me feel like the game I bought, I can get a little bit more, like, wear and tear out of it. I don't know, but...
I think the developers get more utility out of each game than two.
One game.
Because... Instead of which is why they used to release the third versions because they just did no extra work really and got more money.
Yeah.
But now I think they actually have to do, I think they still have to do the same amount of work that they used to do to make these third versions, but we as consumers get more out of it.
Yeah, it's interesting because I never actually bought any of the third versions, except for Yellow. Of course, I played Yellow. But, like, and it was, like, out of principle because it was, like, why do I want to play the same game again with, like, slightly one extra boss?
Slightly different story.
Running behind you.
There
was Crystal. Emerald. The gold and silver one. Emerald.
And,
Diamond. I've heard is very good.
Diamond. Crystal is good.
Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce it? Is it Suicune?
Suicune.
Crystal.
Is that the one where you actually get Suicune like late? Like it's not like the traditional way you have to catch the dogs by like running to the area and then they run away. You have to keep like finding them.
He's more like a regular legendary. Okay. Yeah, that was annoying. We have to look on your Pokedex to see where they are.
You keep moving. Them and Latios and Latios. God.
Yeah, they did that again. I was so pissed.
That was a cool mechanic, though, where you could, like take down one quarter of their HP, and then next time you saw them, they would still be at that point. So it was, like, an extended battle. Although, it, like, they would flee immediately.
That's a good point. I forgot about that.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
I think that's another thing with, like, Sword and Shield, why it works better, because, like, that's kind of technically how all legendary... Like, remember Moltres, Zapdos, they all have different forms now, too, in Isle of Armor. Like, and the thing is, you still have to, like find them and track them down, but, like, at least you can, like, see them visually in the game versus, like, having to look on a map and then having to, like, run around. You can, like, see Moltres flying around and you chase his ass and catch him.
That was cool.
Did you guys not just go in and out of the same route until the legendary dogs were in that route that you were in?
Eventually, well, we weren't all smart as you, Neil.
I just honestly gave up after the first time. When I realized a Pokemon could run away from me, I just gave up.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. I just say my Master Ball.
There are three of them, Chris.
I save my Master Ball frame.
How do you guys feel about raids?
Love them, actually. I don't know if I love them because of the actual gimmick or because, like, I do it with Frank a lot, and it's just kind of, like, fun. I do like the idea of introducing kind of, like, a new Pokemon, like the Walking Wake, Iron Leaves, like, idea. I thought that was awesome. And I like that idea that you have to, like, because they're not easy. Like, you actually kind of need to think about them a little bit. I mean, a couple of them you could have used Annihilate, like, three times in a row, but for a lot of them, like, you can't just, like, walk in there. And you also have to kind of have a team, because a lot of randos online don't know what they're doing. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing, but, like, they'll just kind of, like, or you're like Franklin and you bring Pelipper to the raid.
Hey, man. Make it rain.
Pelipper. I think that's my pick for worst Pokemon ever.
Pelipper. Oh, come on, Drizzle.
What about, like, Bruxish? I love how I love how Dunsparce got an evolution. Yeah. I love how Dunsparce finally got an evolution, and the evolution is just as lame. It's just Dunsparce.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
That was them trolling.
Wait, shit. What's that? The worst Pokemon is Fat Persian, but I can't remember what region he is.
Oh, you're Alola. Right. I think that's Alola. Yeah, it's just like a fat cheeks. Like,
yeah, what the hell?
Woman, they just like
it's a Persian with the Cushing's disease.
A lot of these regionals are just like lazy. I didn't like the new Dugtrio at all. I thought it didn't make any sense.
The hair,
the Tentacruel walking around the map, like, that was just weird. It was just
I like the Tentacruel
with feet.
Ooh, actually, yeah, I have Tentacruel on my team right now. Because they're actually technically a different Pokemon. They're Toadcruel and Toadcruel.
I think he was also one of the very few grass Pokemon in this game. If he didn't go with a starter, I needed a grass, and he was the only grass and the bell pepper Pokemon. That were new Pokemon. I didn't want to go with any old Pokemon. Yeah.
The Dugtrio guy was weird, though.
Yeah.
Just looked weird. It looked weird. I didn't like it.
I don't like it. Nope. Supposed to be underground, sir.
Are you talking about the variants, or are we talking about the Dugtrio looking like water thing?
The water thing.
Yeah, the Wugtrio. Yeah, that was weird.
And you know what sucks is that they're technically new Pokemon. Like, they're not just regional variants on Dugtrio. They're always going to have a new Pokedex entry.
Alolan Dugtrio, on the other hand, amazing.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, great. I love... It's got like a little Dugtrio, hair.
The flow.
That was great.
And the flow makes you like steel. It makes you hard as a rock. Great.
What?
I guess that's the logic.
Are there any first-gen Pokemon that don't have alternate forms at this point?
First-gen? Parasite.
Paris or Parasite?
I knew what you meant.
I mean, it got a what's the Arceus thing?
Yeah, didn't it get a new thing?
Alpha. I got an Alpha form. Does that count?
Oh, man, I completely forgot about Alphas.
Damn. All right.
I don't care for them.
The answer is no.
Oh, no, sorry, Dugong. Nobody cares about Dugong.
Yeah.
Dugong doesn't even care about Dugong.
Actually, weirdly enough, for all the attention, like, Scyther has gotten, Pinsir's gotten nothing, right?
That's a good point. He's still, well, no, he got a Mega Form, but then, like, that was it. The Mega Form was sick, though.
Pretty cool.
Do you think what was the gimmick with the
Mega Pinsir?
What do you mean? Pinsir. I mean, he just looks...
Do you think they'll ever reintroduce Mega Evolution?
No, but I wish.
I think they can't. Because, like, once you bring back one mechanic, you kind of have to bring back all of them.
What is the reasoning behind each region having their own gimmick? Like, what?
Money.
Make you buy the game.
I mean, I don't know. I just... like, just stick to one concept.
What's the reason behind releasing an alternate version of the game every generation since we were children?
No, I mean, like, how do you reconcile that? Like, in the world, I meant, like what one area's got like Dynamax. It's like, hey, look at that guy can like custom that guy's got a charge that really, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, that's a Gigantamax. We can't have that in Spain.
like Charizard can like has like the Megas. He Charizard's gotten every form, right? Like he's gotten the Megas. He's gotten the Dynamax, G-Max.
Well, what do you guys think of in the next game? They expanded it so that instead of level 100, you could go to level 200.
Oh, God. Too much work.
Good God. So much rare candies and XP candies.
But it was double the game.
Yeah, they wouldn't make it double the game.
What if they did? What if it was... What if it was a communist Pokemon game? no interest Russia. In money. Yeah, Pokemon Russia.
What region? Ukraine. What region haven't they gone to yet? Like, what country?
Australia.
I guess they did.
Australia. Australia. I think they will make an Australia. I think they'll make an India.
Wait.
Yep. Did they already do? Were the first two both Japan? Like, have they gone to, like...
They're based off the Japanese islands.
Yeah.
In America, they only did New York, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then they did Spain, obviously, and then they've France, done France, England.
France. They've done England, yeah.
Scotland.
Is that it?
That was weird, because it didn't really feel...
Italy. Well. Maybe.
Maybe.
Get a gelato Pokemon.
Oh, he's even doing something with, like, Venice, yeah. Or they Brazil. Just go to Vegas and they get them all.
Oh, Pokemon Vegas.
They have that in Celadon City, that like casino thing.
True.
The slot machines.
And they had to ban it because kids were losing all their money.
Okay, honestly, do you know anyone who got a Porygon the legitimate way without doing the XP cheat to get the money to buy the coins? Like, I don't know anyone who got a Porygon but actually playing those slots.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you had to win a lot. Like, I don't actually know what like the likelihood of winning those things was, but like, no way.
I think I got
they did China too, right? Or did they do China?
No, I think they just had the Chinese legendaries and Scarlet Violet. You said,
which oh, they did Hawaii.
Figured that was enough.
They did Hawaii. That's true.
So that was also yours.
Ooh, good call.
That was a good one.
They're running out of regions on Earth. They'll do Mars.
Well, I was going to say, are they counting...
Isn't Deoxys from space? They could start exploring this.
True. That's true.
From an asteroid.
You know what?
So I guess the Ultra Beasts were implication.
Yeah, the Ultra Beasts were from another dimension. But you know what's an interesting implication of Deoxys being from space? Is that... That means that in the Pokemon universe, the seeding theory of life is correct, where the theory that an asteroid with the basic building blocks of DNA and life as we know it hit Earth, and that's why we have DNA-based life here.
But where did that come from?
It should have.
God.
Well, Arceus is God, though.
Is he, though?
Yeah, I mean, according to the lore, it is. It's like,
I thought you said according to the lord.
Oh, yes, question. This is deep enough in the podcast for no one to listen.
Yeah.
Did George Smith ever did George Smith ever dig the fossil Pokemon? I don't take no. I don't take omelette out of Frisco.
Oh, we're similarly deep enough in the podcast that what's the Scarlet the duck final Claxley? Evolution?
Oh, Claxley.
Quake.
Isn't it like, are you getting it?
Joey.
Inteleon, though.
Also Joey?
Look,
what are you saying?
Look how he look at how he's standing. Oh God! Nothing's wrong with it.
I think we're coming to the end of the discussion on the Switch Pokemon games. So, what's a good hybrid question? Would it be which of these games would you combine to make the best game? Because I feel like all the answers are going to have Arceus in it.
Which two starters?
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, which of the starters would you combine to of these three games to make the ultimate starter?
Well, you guys can go first. What two starters?
Oh man!
What two starters? Yeah. I have my answer.
You go, Neil.
It would be Hisuian Typhlosion and. I forget the name of the final evolution of the Fire Crocodile of the
Scarlet Rock? No.
They're going to keep the types the same. But are they going to walk on four legs or two legs? I didn't want
to
have
to think about what the different types would be if I had to combine different type ones. So I just want to stick with the Fire Ghosts. I guess it would just be Typhlosion on four legs.
That was like just a weird. Like a weird snout.
Yeah, like the Cart Titan.
Actually, interesting. The first one that came to my mind that's like a must-have was the Rillaboom, and I think I'm going to end up combining them with
Blastoise.
I guess it's not technically new, but but it could be dope if he was combined with the Oshawott Hisuian one. Mm. But the types would get confusing. But
actually, no, because. Rillaboom is just grass, and Hisuian Zamorod is just grass dark or water dark. Yeah, so
water dark. It's the grass dark. Yeah, it'd be dope to have a samurai playing the drum.
I think I don't know. I didn't even go for typing. I just want to go for appearance. I think Rillaboom with cannons would be awesome.
Wait, no, but it has to be this gen.
That's to be it has to be Switch.
Yeah, dang.
Well, these gens, yeah, these three. But I agree. With your initial thought.
Oh, now this.
Let him have
it. Guess I'll go with. I don't know. Something Huisen, Typhlosion, and that Meowscarta. Just because I want a move that has like critical hit every time. I don't know.
That is still so weird. I don't really understand like how that's allowed, but
like they have the critical hit. Fire Croc has a move that constantly raises his special attack. What is the water guy's like cheap move?
It raises speed, but that's less helpful because
Well, TK hit it.
All right. Well, since Chris chose my original answer, I'm gonna go with Inteleon. AKA the spy guy.
And the water duck?
Yeah, the water duck. AKA Joey.
Joey squared.
Joey as a bird.
Alright.
I wonder if we'll ever know the effect he had on us.
He will.
No one will ever sing the national anthem as great as Joey.
He's actually listened to this podcast.
He listened a lot to of podcast. Joey stuff I'm going to have to edit out of this podcast.
He'll say.
Well, no one knows who Joey is. Edit, I'm sure. We were talking about any Joey. We talked about Joey Stamos or whatever his name is.
I'm talking a lot about baby kangaroos here. All right. Any final points on the Switch games?
just to summarize, what would you guys say if you ranked them in order? Or what was the best
game ever? Of all of them, or the three?
Of the three. Chris, the three that we've been talking about this whole episode.
Wait, what are we talking about, guys?
You're going to be like, heart, gold, soul, silver.
Well, this is the Fast and Furious podcast, right?
I mean, basically.
Yeah, Arceus.
Arceus.
Yeah. Arceus.
Then I'd go Scarlet Violet, then I'd go Sword Shield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sword Shield just didn't introduce enough. Like, if you put Sword Shield and Scarlet Violet side by side, Scarlet Violet just had more, like, things to do. But
Sword Shield were technically better, but Scarlet Violet were more ambitious.
Yeah. Like, at the time, I was way more excited playing Scarlet Violet. Even though it's still so glitchy. They still haven't fixed any of it, but
yeah.
Is it?
Tom, you seem like you disagree.
I definitely do Arceus. Then I was originally going to say Sword and Shield and then Scarlet and Violet, but I kind of agree with you guys. I think I was just disappointed by Scarlet and Violet, but they tried, I guess. So, I don't know. I'll stick with my guns.
Chris?
It's one thing. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I think Arceus, and then I guess I'll just go against the grain because I'll be that guy and say Sword and Shield. I mean, I don't know. I felt Scarlet and Violet was kind of... You guys make good points. I just felt like it was kind of like lazily made. Like, they just threw a bunch of stuff and there was no thought behind it. I don't know. Like, I really did not like the Team Rocket thing. That was stupid of me.
Team Yell, or what was this team?
Yeah, that's also like...
Team Star.
Yeah, which I guess they were also like part of the school too. They were just bullies at the school. They weren't like
getting bullied.
No, they were getting
bullies.
Oh,
geez. So then they
you got to read really what they did. Your perspective.
Yeah, what do they do?
People, I don't know.
Like, they were also all like the rich kids. Like, I don't know.
So weird. Like, yeah, you just go into like the thing. You just like keep clicking like the RL button.
Also, we didn't talk about this. The whole thing before you fight the boss of each camp. Yeah, that was really dumb and really easy, right? Like, there was no challenge at all. Zero challenge.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point to that. Also, what the hell? Why was that vacuum cleaner Pokemon a car?
Didn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, how did it evolve? Also... And it wasn't Ghost, right? Or was
it? No, it wasn't. I don't think it was Ghost.
Really? Is that technically like a regional form then? Or is that like a special form? Like, is that a form of Revivroom? Like the car form?
No, I think it's an evolution. That's his...
No.
Revivroom is the final evolution.
Wait, really?
You can evolve him into a giant-ass car.
Yeah.
Ah, shoot.
Maybe that's going to be in a DLC.
That'd be kind of lame. Have you seen the DLC Pokemon on that... Like the turtle?
A little bit.
Yeah.
The turtle's going to be my favorite Pokemon. I'm going to ride that thing.
All right. Shall we go into serious recommendations of mild importance?
Let's do it.
All right. What do you guys got? Tom?
Okay. Had a couple, but I'll pick one because I know Neil has read it. I'm on the third of Era 2 Mistborn. Been reading it like crazy. It's really good. I don't know if Chris and Franklin, you guys read any fantasy books or anything.
Chris, but this is the book series that I was recommending you
read. I was going to say, talking about nerds.
Yeah, I know.
Look at these
guys watch anime. Wow, look at this magic.
Shit.
This magic system.
It's called it's the really Mistborn. What's the series called?
The Mistborn. Cosmere. But the Mistborn is like one of the series.
Start with that.
So, yeah, it's a good starting point.
Are they not linear? Are they like staggered or something?
Very cool. Only to people who read it, probably, but there's different trilogies or there's different series that are set at different points in time and different technological points. So one of them is classical fantasy.
They're also on now, different planets.
And, that's also true. But different with Mistborn, planet. It's like, oh, you have swords and shit and magic. And then the second era, there are guns and it's like, you know, turn of the century technology. There's railroads and stuff. And then the next one, I think, right, Neil, it will be more like modern day. And his whole point was like, why is there not modern day fantasy? It doesn't make sense. Like, it's always like stuck in one point in time.
Era 4 is going to be in space.
True.
Yeah. So it's really good. I'll just say this. One of my friends read Era 2 right after Era 1. Didn't really like Era 2 and recommended waiting a little bit, which I did. And I love Era 2. Like, it's really good. I like
it. Era 2 is amazing. So
Waxilli. Waxillium Ladrian. In case you guys want to know what the main character is named.
Waxillium Ladrian.
Makes it less nerdy.
He did that. So the author did that because his friend's name is Wayne, and he wanted to call these books Wax and Wayne.
No.
So the other guy's name is Wayne, in case you're wondering. The main character is Wax.
Oh, this is Brandon Sanderson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great author.
Brando Sando.
Oh, but frankly, you read George R. R. Martin. This guy is way better, and he comes out with like 5 books a year. He doesn't look down his pants.
He doesn't actually write. Dang.
On his year off, he released 4 books as a surprise. Oh,
wow. Yeah, he's still releasing them right now.
Yeah, I think he doesn't really take care of his family, but that's okay. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, it's better than him sitting at home jerking off Peter Dinklage.
Is that what you do?
Is that what George does? God damn it. All right, Chris, you got any recommendations?
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to Lao Gan Ma, spicy chili crisp. If you want to spice up your life, spice it up with Lao Gan Ma. But honestly, this—if you ever get the Trader Joe's like frozen dumplings and like just make them the normal way and throw this on there with soy sauce, it as the kids say, it slaps.
I don't know if the kids say that anymore.
Shoot,
I think they stopped.
Is it bussin' now?
They realized.
Is it bussin'?
Yeah, it might be bussin'.
I hate kids.
Bergman, what do you got?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna double down on this. Whatever the hell this thing is that I bought. Platinum seltzer, you get more bang for your buck.
Holy shit!
You know why spend money on White Claw when you can spend money on this and get double the alcohol?
I was gonna say that's double.
That is quite a lot.
Sponsored by Platinum.
You want Bud Light to sponsor us? You want Republicans to boycott us?
Yes.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I want them to buy our product so that they can go on TikTok and destroy it, and then buy our product again to destroy it again. Never ending supply of money.
I'm going to recommend Bumblebee, the latest Transformers movie.
Come on. Boo.
So the reason I'm going to recommend that is it's a reboot. It's the 2018 Bumblebee movie. It's separate in continuity than the 5 Michael Bay movies. And the new Transformers movie that's coming out in 2023, Rise of the Beasts, which looks pretty good, is a sequel to Bumblebee. And I feel like a lot of people didn't see Bumblebee because of how bad the Michael Bay movies were. But Bumblebee is objectively a good movie, has a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. It is what a Transformers movie could be, and it's worth watching.
What platform is it on? It is right
interesting.
Now?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Paramount Plus.
You go, Franklin.
No, I was going to say, like, yeah, the fact that no matter what they made, like, how good that movie was, no one was going to see it, but on principle. If you told me to guess what it had in Rotten Tomatoes, I would have said 40.
Yeah, it's 97.
Good guess. Wait, but the first Transformers was good, right? And
Transformers. Yeah, was it good or was it good because it was 2007 and we were children?
Or was it?
I think it was actually decent. It was decent.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it since then.
The CGI transformations are always awesome in the first one. That was the biggest.
Yeah, they actually, especially like given like the time period, like yeah, that was pretty nice little. Also, Transformers, come on, Anthony Anderson as a computer genius.
Oh yeah,
when are you gonna see that again?
Josh Duhamel. What have you seen? That was the last you saw Josh Duhamel in.
It's an extra character. Transformers 5. I watched that last week.
Oh my god.
Oh,
when did it get bad? Was it Transformers 2 or 3?
It was 2. 2 was the worst movie I'd ever seen. It's still, to this day, the worst movie I've ever seen. It was the one that disappointed me. It was the one that proved to me that movies can be disappointing.
Wait, I remember that 5? Story from Neil. The one time you... As a kid, you always liked movies. You always saw good movies. And it proved that you could be disappointed in life, seeing Transformers 2.
Dang. Transformers 2
was very sad.
It was the movie that forced me to accept that the world can be a bad place.
You ever see that one that like was made with China, and it's just a bunch of China? Like it's more of a product placement for China and Chinese products than it is a Transformers movie.
What is that?
I think it's like 4 or 5. Because there's one where like Optimus becomes like a. It's like more than just a Prime. It's like a.
Does he evolve?
No, don't you remember the Eternal Primes? Like there was like there was like a form of Prime above Prime, and he like got more like shit on him. Let me see.
I don't know. But in Transformers 5, the last night, the one where they paid Anthony Hopkins a lot of money to just show up and be Anthony Hopkins, he becomes a bad guy briefly.
Oh,
Optimus!
Yeah, very briefly, like 5 minutes.
Those are the 5 minutes I want to see.
You don't just need to remember, don't watch that movie.
Who's Senor Chang? What's that actor's name?
Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong.
Ken. Yeah, he. I forgot he has a role in this, and he ends up dying. I think one of the like the pterodactyl one or whatever ends up like killing him.
He's in Transformers 3: Dark of the Moon.
Yeah, he
plays the boss of the character that replaced. Megan Fox, I think. No, I'm mixing it up. He plays he's the boss of the place Shia LaBeouf is interviewing at.
Oh, so he was already in the universe. Good callback. But of course,
anyway, don't watch those movies. Watch Bumblebee.
Okay. So it's not
Michael.
How's
Michael Bay going to pay off his mortgage?
Not Michael Bay.
Okay, I gotta watch this movie.
What good movie did Michael Bay ever create?
Let's look at his filmography. That was a fantastic movie. God.
I think he directed Bad Boys. Actually,
I think he did Bad Boys 1 and
Armageddon.
Armageddon was pretty good, actually.
Well. He's one of the most commercially successful directors in history.
He did Pearl Harbor with Ben Affleck.
That was about
didn't make any money.
Hey. It's a great movie. Because my boy Cuba Gooding Jr. looked amazing in it when he was shooting down those planes. Then he did Snow Dogs.
Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the series about Most Important. And tune in next time.
Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, no, copyright.
Which cars did you get, Frank?
Let me see.
Wait, Tom, are you gonna see Fast X?
Damn, I remembered what my
yes.
Ludacris just reminded Chris, you just reminded me of what my actual recommendation was.
What?
You guys know my friend Carlos. His recommendation was he created a playlist on Spotify of every song he ever liked in his life. If he was ever, I like that song. It was in a playlist. So I've been working on that.
Nice.
It's a very fun initiative. I'd highly recommend it. Anyway, I spent some time on a playlist with circa 2004 to 2005 hip hop, which is why Ludacris reminded me of that.
Get back.
I was like, there's a lot of these. But yeah, you guys should do that. It's fun. I have like 134 hours of music.
Music to listen to. All right.
I'm just gonna listen to Carlos and yours.
I'll share it with you. All
right. Tom, are you ever gonna watch this movie?
No.
What do they say about Paul Walker? This
movie. I have like 9 movies to watch before I can watch this one.
Do you know about the feud between Vin Diesel and The Rock?
I've heard of it. I think you've told me about it.
Do you want to hear something about this movie, or do you want to go in blind in 9 movies from now?
I want to hear about it.
All right, let him know in 9 movies.
I want to hear.
Nah, yeah, we'll let you know in 9 movies.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You dick.
Now the Rock comes back in this one, but secretly in a mid credit scene.
It is weird though, because like
the Gal Gadot comes back in the fucking submarine.
Yeah, nobody's fucking dead.
No one died. The only one who died.
He's not dead.
I just was gonna say that. I was like, if they CGI him back, I think that might be
bro.
My point.
Oh, that's not even who I was thinking of, but yeah, him too. I think I'm sure they'll CGI him back.
Oh my god, that'd be like.
So no, like an angel in the sky, like he's gonna like.
I can't imagine the last scene of this movie series not being them like in a barbecue with CGI Paul Walker there.
Oh,
he's gonna like make the
maybe his brother because they have like the face right, like from the previous one. They can just
in Furious 7, the brother was the body double, and they CGI'd Paul Walker's face onto him for seasons to finish it.
That must have been a weird scene when they look at each other at the end.
He died like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That was 10 years. Oh, it was. Right.
2013.
His daughter was in Fast X.
Shit. That's crazy.
Which one was she?
She was a stewardess.
Oh.
On the plane.
Stewardess.
Didn't like John Cena want to have sex with her or something?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
What?
Oh, wait. That was her?
That's weird.
The one where like she's like, yo, the guys are in the back, and then.
What movies was he in besides Fast the Furious movies?
Snow Dogs. He was in some movie with like all the Huskies.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't do Fast 3, Tokyo Drift, because he was already doing that movie.
Alright, Snow Dogs is 2002.
Wow, Cisco was in that.
That's Cuba Gooding Jr., Chris.
No, there's another movie he was in, though.
Confuses guys.
They're the same, right? Yeah.
I don't think he was in that.
Oh, he was a different snow movie with dogs.
Yeah, no, that's what. Okay, that's what I meant.
Below.
Yes. That feels
correct. It's a 2006 remake survival drama film, a remake of the 1983 Japanese film Antarctica by Toshiro Ishido.
Damn.
I want to watch that Japanese movie.
Yeah, ripping off the Asians now. Dude, 8 Below. That's why he didn't do Tokyo Drift.
That was a dumb decision if you like money.
You know why Vin Diesel didn't do Too Fast, Too Furious initially?
With Chronicles of Riddick?
No, he didn't like sequels.
What?
Wow. Well, now he's the biggest hitter.
Yeah, I was going to say.
At that point in the series, he didn't like doing sequels.
Was this the concept of it, or like fear of being typecasted, or?
Really can't say.
Let's explore this.
Vin Diesel has a twin brother.
Twin
Vin Diesel.
Paul Diesel.
Vin Diesel. Paul Twin Diesel.
Gas diesel, regular diesel.
All right, that works.
Chris, say something.
Hello.
Yeah.
It worked.
Still hear us?
I can hear.
All right, let's restart.
All right, welcome to a series. Okay, we were talking about the wild area in Sword and Shield. Compared to the Arceus and Scarlet and Violet. And Tom said that he thought that it was, Arceus was the best. And then while I was saying that, Chris held up a ludicrous Fast X trading card.
Good point. Your mustache looks good in that one.
Yeah, I should have grown my hair, Chris. You should have given me a heads up.
Frank, November, I think you can probably start now and catch
start up now.
Oh, shoot.
By the time November happens, this will be finally grown out.